At the time, the president of the French Republic, Émile Loubet, had just started his tenure. France's recently created Third Republic had been severely shaken by the Dreyfus affair. The country had its first woman lawyer, and the actress Sarah Bernhardt was triumphing in L'Aiglon. Steam and electricity were transforming living conditions. The machine age was in full swing worldwide. The telephone was eliminating distance, and the cinema was taking its first faltering steps. And thanks to Pasteur, there was hope that new medical science might at last put an end to epidemics. The cafes on the Grand Boulevards bubbled with the conversation of the capital's elegant youth. This was the Belle Époque. Early in the afternoon of April 14, 1900, excited visitors swarmed along the Seine River towards the Universal Exhibition. For 30 centimes, they had boarded an omnibus or tram. Some had crossed Paris in a hackney carriage, while the rich had taken a barouche. Everybody was in a hurry, attracted by the miracle of touring the world in just a few minutes. 13,000 guests heard the French president's speech. When he pronounced the words faith in progress, a homage to the working class, and the declaration that work leads to happiness, the crowd could not contain its enthusiasm, and it was to a triple salve of applause that Émile Loubet officially inaugurated the 1900 Universal Exhibition.